A new temporary public art installation has appeared on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway in Philadelphia. It's called Franklin's Thread. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the piece is made from a concrete-like substance derived from flax.
By and large, the environmental movement over the past 60 years has been kind of a disaster.
That's Jeff Richards. He teaches architecture at Temple University. He says designing environmentally sustainable buildings is not good enough.
To say one is to be sustainable is to presume that we can only do harm, thinking we as a human civilization are a cancer to the earth, and the best we can do is to limit that harm. But we can do better than that.
Richards has been experimenting with using flax as a building material. It's called flaxcrete, a concrete substitute using flax and lime. Richards says a plant-based concrete can make buildings not just carbon neutral, but carbon negative.
It sucks up carbon from the atmosphere and locks it into building product, as opposed to it decomposing or burning and re-entering the atmosphere. A building can sequester carbon.
The Association for Public Art asked Richards to use flaxcrete to make Franklin's Thread. It's a nearly 400-foot-long strip of flax growing out of the ground along the parkway. On one end is a wall built of flaxcrete. In the world of plant-derived alternative building materials, hemp has gotten a lot of attention, much more than flax. But Heidi Barr of the Pennsylvania Flax Project says flax has a lot going for it because, unlike hemp, flax is already established as a large-scale industrial commodity crop for the textile industry.
In particular, in the fiber market, you know, there's a global market that's growing and there's a huge growing demand. The industrial building trades are a little bit behind the curve in terms of mainstreaming.
Barr is trying to bring flax back into Pennsylvania agriculture like it used to be. Flax had been such a major part of the Pennsylvania economy that Ben Franklin used it as a metaphor when thinking about the need for American colonies to unify. In 1747, he wrote, quote, "We are like separate filaments of flax before thread is formed, without strength, because without connection." Richards painted that quote alongside his row of flax.
That quote served as an important inspiration for this project because that is how I feel. We just lack connection. We lack connection to our planet. We lack connection to each other. I think the divisiveness we have in our country right now can be helped by that sensibility.
Franklin's Thread will be on view at 22nd Street and the Parkway until October. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.